Hi, and welcome to the fifth episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, with the fifth episode of the podcast. For the listeners who have joined for the first time, just to give you my background, been in technology in India and the US for 25 years in software development, which includes both product development and software services. In recent time, spent a considerable amount of time in e-commerce, and we're simply loving it. One of the key reasons that we started with the podcast was because in our discussion with many budding entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first-generation entrepreneurs. So we decided, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward. We often hear the phrase from individual online store merchants, which is, you know, we have built an online store, it looks good too, and the SEO is in place. But we don't seem to be having much footfall on the store, let alone reasonable sales. This is an often heard story, particularly from budding entrepreneurs. In today's episode, we intend to answer that with a critical and an impactful factor that makes your e-commerce success possible with planning and a reasonable effort. To be specific, we'll be discussing mastering social media marketing for your e-commerce success. So, what is social media marketing for e-commerce? Social media marketing in e-commerce is the use of social media and its related platforms to build a company's brand, product awareness, and drive traffic, often ultimately leading to increased sales and margins. Additionally, among other things, it often helps companies directly engage their existing customers, track and analyze customer behaviors to often identify better ways to grow their business. The journey of social media marketing can often feel like navigating an ocean with endless possibilities. From tapping into the power of influencer marketing, paid social ads, to harnessing customer loyalty, each strategy plays a crucial role in moving towards your success. Marketing with many channels allows you to cast a wider net, capturing the interest of potential customers and guiding them through to your online store. Your wisdom is to identify those relevant and possibly high-value customers and engage them actively. This to not just create an individual conversion, but to generate a repeat business and convert those customers into your brand advocates. For me, the goal is to make it easy and engaging for customers to find and purchase what they want. Engaging, for example, could be as simple as an intuitive website or could also be a live chat while anticipating sales and repeat business. This done through deliberate planning while building a robust e-commerce marketing strategy. What are the benefits of using social media for e-commerce? There are many that come to mind. I will identify the top 10 that come to my mind. The first and the foremost is increasing traffic onto your online store. Traffic does matter. The more people come and visit your website, the more visibility you have. The second is generating leads and ultimately increasing your overall conversion rate. The more people come, the higher you have your conversion rates automatically start growing. The third in my list is building a brand awareness. In my mind, profits are generally connected to your brand. Higher the brand awareness, higher the margins. The fourth is building customer loyalty and trust. You know, if you see a site that you like, you buy, you are aware of the brand, it eventually automatically leads on to a higher customer loyalty and trust. The fifth on my mind is acquiring new customers. People like your sites, they are going to talk about it, and you're going to get new customers visiting your site who you're able to convert those prospects into customers. The sixth on my list is creating opportunities for user-generated content. When you talk about user-generated content, it could be reviews, testimonials, which is in the form of images or even videos talking about your product or brand. Seventh on the list is the opportunity to improve your overall customer service and engagement. Eighth is the ability to engage target audience in real time. If you have a chatbot which is again connected directly to your customer support, you are able to directly engage the customers and give them a better overall customer experience. Ninth on the list is enhancing your SEO and overall search rankings. I think we all know the benefits of having higher search rankings in terms of whether it's in Google or Bing and the impact on the overall sale. And the last and not the least, often missed out, is the access to customer data. You have a treasure trove of customer information which you can analyze and give products or services that specifically the customer needs. Now, let us talk about the top 5 popular social media platforms for e-commerce. And the first and the foremost that comes to mind is Facebook. Facebook is the most popular social media platform, making it the smart choice for almost any business. As of August 24, Facebook has more than 3 billion monthly active users, making it the most used social network globally. You can use it to boost brand awareness, gain followers, generate leads, and increase your sales. It gives you an opportunity to display highly customizable and targeted ads. The second on the list, also part of the Meta family, is Instagram. With over 2.4 billion Instagram users worldwide, there is a ton of content to be consumed. Instagram, which began in 2010 as a platform to share images, over time, it's evolved into a place where brands can engage their audience with attractive photos and videos. Instagram today offers stories, reels, live streams, and shop that can take your marketing effort to the next level. If your business relies heavily on visuals to sell the products or services, Instagram is a great place to conduct your business. The third on the list is X, formerly also known as Twitter. Twitter, with over 368 million as of July 24 active users worldwide, uses short posts called as tweets for text, images, GIFs, videos, and links. You can use Twitter to connect with your audience through short yet a valuable message. Depending on the nature of the business, it allows you to provide your brand awareness, customer service, and look for topics and information related to your industry and targeted audience. As of May 24, Twitter's free account uses tweets up to 280 characters. The fourth one on the list, and clearly my favorite, is YouTube. With over 2.5 billion active users as of August 2024, which is, if you look at it, one third of the world's population. The number that I'm referring only includes the logged users. So the actual number will be much higher. YouTube is also the second largest search engine next to Google. If your brand wants to produce rich and meaningful video content, YouTube is definitely for you. With YouTube, its video format, you can easily explain your product or brand, promoting its unique features and much more. It's a great way to include videos in your marketing strategy. Fifth on the list is Pinterest. Pinterest, also known as the visual discovery engine that helps inspire its users. Users often search the platform for ideas, often DIY or do-it-yourself, helping them renovate their homes, take their dream vacations, plan for weddings, and fulfill other similar aspirations in their lives. But honestly, for me, it's much more. If your brand provides a product or service that can allow users to discover more about their aspirations and help them achieve them, Pinterest might actually be the way to go. Sixth and last one for now is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a business and professional networking platform extensively used by professionals. It gives them the opportunity to share their industry expertise. Employees also often promote job opportunities within their company and to also connect with potential employees. Also beneficial to generate leads through paid ads. Now for the most important part of this podcast, which is the top tips for e-commerce success using social media platforms. I'll try to identify the top 10 using social media that are often used and impactful on most initiatives. The first and foremost, but often missed, is setting clear and measurable goals. Obvious as it might sound, you might be surprised how often merchants are not clear about their goals. Goals will provide you and your team a clear sense of direction, will also help measure success and hold you and your team accountable. So what would goals typically be? I'll list a few that come to my mind. Top 6. you know, driving sales on your e-commerce store, getting more customer leads or queries, driving sales upwards, higher margins, low and lower cost, customer engagement, or newsletter subscription. Or more often than not, it would be a combination of the above depending on your priorities. Your goals will determine your next set of actions. The second and the most important one for me is building your social media strategy for your online store. After you set up your goals, build a clear and consistent social media marketing strategy that helps you achieve your goals. Your strategy should primarily revolve around your target audience. Usually start with a persona. Your persona should include who your potential customers are, their age, their geography, likes, dislikes, interest, which channels or platforms they prefer. Your social media strategy should also help you build relevant content, campaigns, making appropriate offers and discounts. The third on the list is identifying social media channels that are optimal for your target audience. Earlier I mentioned about persona. One aspect of persona is identifying the preferences of your target audience. As you identify the social media channels, make sure you understand the needs and wants of your target audience. The age, geography, location, you need to understand your target audience as you identify the social media channels. Additionally, look for established platforms that offer a range of features and options to help you advertise and sell your products online. As an example, Snapchat has largely an audience from an age group of 18 to 24. In comparison, if you look at Facebook, the spread is in terms of age is far more wider as compared to Snapchat. It's not if one platform is better than the other in general. What you need to look into is which platform is appropriate for your specific target audience. Fourth on the list is optimizing your social media accounts. One of the first steps you need to make is to optimize your social media accounts as soon as you've identified the channels. Make sure you fill your profile completely, adding useful content wherever possible. Help people find the information they need to understand your business and buy from you. Also, identify relevant keywords, hashtags to use so that your store shows up in the relevant search results. Use clear CTAs, which will help the buyers make the required purchases. The fifth one on the list is running paid social media campaigns. Almost every social platform has a version of paid ads that can allow you to raise your visibility. As much as organic reach is good, it has its obvious limitations in terms of reaching the intended audience. In each of the channels, be it Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or LinkedIn, there will be different types of ad types. It's important to understand and analyze these options. Explore those that meet your needs of your product and the intended business goals. For example, with Facebook, you have, for example, the image ads, video ads, poll ads, carousels, slideshows, collection ads. You might find retargeting ads on Facebook are more useful, while the shoppable ads on Instagram are more worthy. Try different types of ads on each of the platforms. Understand how they impact your reach and then zero on those that help you maximize your intended business goals. The sixth one on the list is using automation tools. If social media is part of your sales strategy, you'll need to explore automation tools and use what you can. Today, people expect timely and personal interaction on social media networks. And to meet these expectations, you need help. Social media is like a storefront that is open 24/7, but you can't afford turning customers away or not replying to crucial requests or concerns. The most important thing is you personally cannot be available 24/7. There is an easy solution, and the solution is chatbots. Chatbots are like your brand assistant while you are doing other important things. For example, if the customer needs some product recommendations, if he has questions about the return policies, if he has questions about shipping, chatbot has got you covered. Our recommendation is to have chatbots as part of your social media strategy. You can provide instant support, boost engagement, and drive overall sales. Harnessing the power of chatbots and making the customer journey even more engaging is, in my mind, a worthwhile option. Seventh one is having a mobile-first approach. More people are accessing social media networks and websites via their phones ever than before. When it comes to social media for e-commerce, however, mobile design is just the first step. The whole journey needs to be seamless. You must adapt your e-commerce strategy accordingly and make sure that all the content looks great on your mobile screens too. For example, to optimize your social media account, make sure that your website is mobile responsive. The checkout process is easy to complete on the mobile device. Creating a high quality visual is just as important on the small screens. Just to bring context, at the present time, more than 100 million hours of video is consumed on Facebook every day. You've heard it right, 100 million hours of video. You'd want to offer videos in vertical formats for your mobile users. Having a responsive and personalized experience with the ease of navigation will help engage the visitors on your site. Eighth one on the list is leveraging user-generated content, also referred to as UGC. User-generated content refers to the content created by your customers, such as reviews, photos, videos, testimonials featuring your product. It's one of the most powerful tools for driving engagement and boosting sales. Having an army of brand advocates who are eager to spread the word, offerings about your products, has a significant impact on your brand. Real-life experiences with authentic customer interaction builds trust and credibility with your target audience. Encourage your customers to post pictures or videos with their purchases and provide incentives for doing so. User-generated content is also about making customers feel that they are part of a community. It implies that you value their inputs and recognize their contribution towards the brand. Ninth is collaborating with influencers. It has been said that over 72% of Gen Zs and millennials follow influencers on social media. That is a significant reach. Influencer marketing is an incredible opportunity for e-commerce brands to connect with their target audience in a meaningful way. For some listeners, the process might seem relatively new, so let me outline briefly how it could be done. The first one is find the relevant influencers. Look for influencers who align with your brand value and target audience. Check their reach and analyze if it could meet your goals. Second is set clear objectives. Define clear goals for your campaign. This will help align the overall strategy and set expectations clearly. Third, authenticity. Encourage influencers to create genuine and creative content that would connect with the audience. Fourth is track performance. Regularly measure the performance of your campaign using tracking tools. The last is to build long-term partnerships and scale the influencers. As your brand grows, add more influencers to the list as needed. Also, build strong relationships with influencers for ongoing brand growth and audience connection. To summarize, with influencers, you can amplify your brand's reach, enhance credibility, and drive overall sales. The 10th and the last one on the list is track and optimize your social media strategy. It's important to track and optimize the results as you implement your social media marketing strategy. This so that you can accurately analyze your results and identify areas to improve upon it. Try to choose metrics that could be objectively and accurately measured, representing the overall engagement and success. This, for example, could be as simple as likes, shares, comments, or retweets. Track how much traffic you are getting from social media channels. Similarly, keep track of sales generated through social media marketing. That being said, it is not always easy to tie all your effort to your results, but you should continue to optimize the effort by closely monitoring and optimizing those ones that don't seem to be giving the desired results. As we conclude this episode today, I will try to summarize what we discussed. We analyzed what is social media marketing for e-commerce, key components that make up social media marketing, popular social media platforms for e-commerce and its benefits, and most importantly, tips for your e-commerce success. Here is what I would like to summarize this episode with. Today, social media marketing, with its reach and influence, is a formidable tool for e-commerce brands. This to reach, engage, and convert prospects into customers and later brand advocates. By leveraging various social media platforms and aligning them with appropriate strategies, businesses and brands can drive traffic to their online stores, increase brand awareness, engagement, loyalty, and ultimately boosting sales. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it helps us reach more listeners. If you would like to reach us, we can always be reached at info@buildmymart.com, an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and share with us your suggestions on newer topics in e-commerce that you would like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while at it. Cheers, signing off. This is your host, Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.